USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A coronavirus stimulus package is being introduced in the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell put forward the measure that would provide direct cash payments to people across the United States. Folks earning $75,000 or less in 2018 will get $1,200, while couples who file jointly will get double that. People who earned over $75,000 but less than $99,000 would receive more than that, and if you earned over $99,000, you're out of luck. Each child per household would net an additional $500. Speaking at the White House, President Trump says governors, for the most part, have been able to put aside politics when it comes to fighting the coronavirus.
We've done a phenomenal job on this. Gavin Newsom's been very, very generous. Andrew Cuomo's been really very generous.
Positive day on Wall Street as the Dow gained 188 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
There are a few silver linings to the coronavirus outbreak, but USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports on what some experts claim is one of them.
It seems the coronavirus is giving the planet a breather from constant output of pollution. Well, that's according to environmental experts who say that smog levels in countries like China and Italy have been reduced markedly after businesses closed during the start of the outbreak in those locations, and similar declines are expected to start happening here in the United States, where half of all car trips are now to and from work only, and even that's been reduced because of people working from home.
One major grocery chain is looking to hire thousands of additional workers. Kroger wants to add 10,000 workers to the company. The grocery chain, which owns Ralph's, Fry's, and Food for Less, is hiring for stores, manufacturing plants, and distribution centers. Those interested can apply online and possibly get hired within a few days. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Republican senator is defending the hospitality industry during the coronavirus crisis. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Millions of people are working from home, off the job, or out of school as the virus spreads. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins fears the economic downturn will harm small businesses.
The hospitality industry in particular, the restaurants, the B&Bs, are being adversely affected by the virus.
The coronavirus is having a large impact on restaurants across the United States, as most restaurants are now only allowed curbside pickup or to-go orders. Forrest Higgin is the owner of Gumby's Pizza down in San Marcos, Texas. He tells Fox News what he's doing to stay afloat during these tough times.
You know, we've adapted. We've gone to contact-free delivery where you can place an order online, pay online, and we deliver it without ever even having contact with your customer. And we've just tried to adapt to be different. Thanks to some great leadership here at the state of Texas, Governor Abbott released some great changes, and it's going to allow us to actually start delivering alcohol today. So we're trying to adapt daily. It's a new thing for us. Every morning we wake up, and we're just doing the best to try and keep as many of my employees working and the people here in the local city of San Marcos fed, and we really rely on their help to keep us going.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.